Looking Back at Changing Times by John Rayburn. This is a kind of history, or at least remembrances. It's primarily personal, but overall takes a look at the way things were many, many decades ago. Details may get a little out of whack from a chronological order now and then, but the gist of the way things in some desperate personal and national times will be well put in place. It begins a trifle before the outset of the 1929 stock market crash that led to the Great Depression. Then it points up the difficulties, financial and otherwise, that confronted individuals and the beleaguered nation overall. You or your preceding family will remember some from either experiencing it personally or hearing about it from those who came before. What was it like growing up back then? Listen and find out at least part of the way it was. This book views the period from a personalized standpoint. The word history itself derived from the Greek to know, and you may indeed know about some of what is covered here. Listen and enjoy. Chapter 1. A story of this type should begin at the beginning. Original thought, huh? At least that part will be okay. To get started, I was born at home in a not very fancy house on a peach farm in southern Illinois. The house was just across the road from the farm packing shed. It was in the middle of July 1927, so there was no knowledge yet about personal and national tough times coming in the not-so-distant future. I apparently caused my mother a lot of childbirth pain, and it was a night-long struggle for her, with me not arriving on the scene until 10:40 on the morning of July 18, 1927. Here comes a brief slip in the chronology. It was before those tough days ahead, but it was already relatively tough economically, as we'll discover as we move along. Later on, I had always felt I was an only child because of the money situation. It was only many, many years after Mother had passed away and my dad was failing that I mentioned what I thought, but he had a different story. He told me that my birth had caused so much physical pain they decided they were never going to put her through that again. So much for early impressions, evidence of how things aren't always what you had long believed. A side note, my mother's older brother, Bill McClure, also lived on that farm, and I remember...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?